is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Israel's military has warned people in some villages in southern Lebanon to leave as it carries out what's been called a limited ground operation against Hezbollah. And CBS's Cammie McCormick tells us.
A senior White House official says there are indications that Iran is preparing to imminently launch a ballistic missile attack against Israel. And the U.S. is actively supporting Israel's defense. The U.S. has repeatedly warned Iran against an attack and has beefed up the U.S. military presence in the region. That includes more troops and fighter jets.
And CBS's Chris Livesay is in Tel Aviv.
We still do not detect an aerial threat launched from Iran towards Israel. Should mention, this is something we've been bracing for ever since events started to unfold almost 2 weeks ago, starting with those exploding beepers.
And here at home, striking dock workers are making some noise on the East Coast. Tens of thousands on strike from New England down to Texas. CBS News New York's Derek Waller.
This is what they've been chanting all morning. Save our jobs, save our future. Again, that contract with the U.S. Maritime Alliance expiring at midnight, affecting 25,000 dock workers at 14 ports across the eastern seaboard.
Hurricane Helene is now blamed for at least 135 deaths. In western North Carolina, crews are trying to clear blocked and damaged roads to get to communities that have been cut off. CBS's Skylar Henry says some necessities have been flown in.
Food, water, and other essential supplies arrived in Swannanoa, North Carolina by air after Hurricane Helene left hundreds of streets and highways in the region impassable.
My daughter is down in Marion, and she's safe and stuff, but she can't get up the mountain.
The state's Department of Transportation says all roads in the western part of North Carolina should be considered closed to non-emergency travel.
The election workers in storm-battered Georgia returned to work today despite power issues and limited internet. The presidential candidates take a back seat to their running mates tonight.
The candidates, Minnesota Democratic Governor Tim Walz and Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance, will debate each other for the first time at the CBS Broadcast Center in Manhattan.
Historians are saying this might be the most important vice presidential debate in political history.
Former New York Democratic legislator Josh Lafazan says expect some fireworks.
There's going to be an intense clash of ideology.
The debate begins at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 249 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Six Racine City Council members are threatening a boycott to protest Mayor Corey Mason's alleged power overreach. Their absence could prevent a quorum at tonight's meeting, potentially halting city business. It was a fatal crash in Caledonia last night. It followed a police chase through Racine County. According to the State Department of Justice, Racine officers initiated the chase at around 9. It ended when the driver collided with a tree near 4 Mile Road and Main Street. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite, facing 40 felony charges, is likely to take a plea deal. In court yesterday, a hearing was scheduled for late November. Teens and Trades Day will be held Friday in Racine at Case High. The event is meant to spark interest in non-traditional careers. Over 800 students attended last year. A public hearing is being held in Racine today on a proposed We Energy's rate hike. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. The gathering takes place at the Chavez Center. And political campaign events and a Brewers playoff game will coincide in Milwaukee later today. It may cause traffic impacts later this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's time for the MLB postseason. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers will play the Mets today to open up the best of three wildcard round. Milwaukee enters as the NL Central champion and third seed in the NL. Manager Pat Murphy said the Brewers are young but ready for the postseason.
It's about getting them ready. We're going to face one of the best teams in baseball, whoever it is, with a lot of firepower, with a guy on the mound that's good. You know, you can say, well, he only had 4 days or we only had 3 days. This time of year, you can throw all that stuff out the window. It's about being ready to play, and we're going to play against somebody good. So, you know, buckle your chin strap and let's roll.
First pitch is after 4:30 p.m. The Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the L.A. Rams on Sunday. Kickoff this week against the Rams is after 3 p.m. on Sunday. And Wisconsin football will play in back-to-back 11 a.m. games the next 2 weeks. They host Purdue this Saturday and play at Rutgers next week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees. WRJN.
I do like mornings. That meant I made it. I wasn't dead overnight. You know what I mean? Local news and timeless is WRJN. 63 degrees right now on Marvin Gaye. Yep. Heard it through the grapevine. Because I was out in the vineyard with a big wine glass.
Park to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Come home from a hard day's work, and you're waiting there
Local news, timeless, this right here on WRJN. And Jack from Racine called in, said, you never play any Small Faces. So I said, you know, that's true. And I had forgotten about them. You know, one of those bands that if you don't play all the time and you haven't heard them in like 30 or 40 years, although I did hear them in the Brady movie. They had, it was pretty funny. In the original Brady movie, they had that song through it, and it was really funny. And I thought, oh, that's a great song. And then forgot about it again. But before I grabbed a song, I read up on them, and I realized that they all died young. Oh, my God. And they all died almost tragically. Like, the lead singer came home after a very intense concert, and he went home, went to bed, smoked in bed, fell asleep, and died in a fire. Oh, my gosh. But the song itself, I love being Debbie Downer. Why? So I've got the song coming up for you, though, from Small Faces. A lot. It's a fun song. Kind of could have just found some other fun fact about them and not that. But anyway, Small Faces coming up next. And I hope you enjoyed this song and remember this song like Jack requested. So that's coming up right after this commercial break here on WRJN.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas perfect for carryout for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Bowman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Bridge of sights, to rest my eyes in shades of green, under dreaming spots, to Ichiku Park, that's where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel there?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears there?
Tell you why, it's all too
beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get off me, the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen. Tell you what I'll do.
What will you do?
I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why
cool?
Go to learn the world of cool?
What's it you do there?
We'll get high.
What will we touch there?
We'll touch the sky.
The dry the cheese there.
I'll tell you why.
It's all too beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
There you go, Jack. Small Face of Citiku Park right here on WRJN. You know those guys? They had so much manager problems. They never got the royalties to that song until the first two members of that band were passed away. You know what? I think I need some more coffee. Here's Booker T and the MGs on WRJN. We all are, aren't we? Local news, timeless hits right here on WRJN. Got weather and news. Local news, Stuart J. Waddles all coming up. But right now, it's Sam and Dave. Some of the best songs, just fun songs that you just get in your brain and never can get out and becomes your brain. Oh, what is it? A worm. Oh, my goodness. Come on. It's one of those songs that become your worm world because it just, once you hear it, it's not leaving. Sam and Dave, hold on. I'm coming. Say that all the time to my grandkids. Packer season continues on WRJN. Sunday's game this Sunday against the LA Rams. Free game, 1 o'clock, and kickoff just after 3, and you can hear it live here on WRJN. Sponsored locally by Easy Mobility Solutions, Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility. Lee's Deli, serving up tasty rewards and Racine's best sandwiches for over 50 years. Yeah, Gabriel, the promoter, online at GabrielPromotes.com. And by Martin Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram. Check out our local sponsors, and thank them, too, for bringing us Brewer baseball and, of course, Packer football and all the things that they do for being with WRJN. We certainly thank you guys. WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Voters in Wausau can use their absentee ballot drop box again. A replacement is in place after Mayor Doug Denny removed the original one last week. The Marathon County DA says the Portage County Sheriff's Department is looking into whether Denny broke the law. How the winners are declared on election night is a mystery to many, but the leading organization that does the job says it'll be transparent about their calls. Anna Johnson is the Associated Press's Washington bureau chief.
As soon as we're making those key race calls, expect to see us showing our work, how we did it. What happened? What were the facts behind that? And I think that that is really, really important.
Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront the AP only declares winners when the outcomes are beyond a doubt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. We Energies wants to raise rates, and you can let them know about those plans today. The power company is holding public hearings this week in Racine and Milwaukee to gather feedback about their proposed rate increases. The plan would raise typical monthly bills by nearly $24. It's already facing opposition from local officials and environmental groups concerned about affordability and clean energy goals. People can voice their opinions at the Chavez Center in Racine today. It'll be an interesting night at Racine City Hall. A city council meeting tonight faces potential disruption as six members threaten to boycott. They're protesting what they perceive as Mayor Corey Mason's overreach of authority. The dissenting council members argue that the mayor has limited their ability to influence city decisions and to bring issues to a vote. The absence of all six boycotting members would prevent a quorum that could lead to an early adjournment. Getting around Milwaukee might be tricky later. Political campaigns and playoff baseball are colliding in the city. Second gentleman Doug Emhoff and former President Donald Trump will make separate campaign appearances, with Trump scheduled to speak at Discovery World at 5. Emhoff will be at a manufacturer on the northwest side, speaking at around 4. Adding to the excitement, the Brewers will host their wildcard playoff game at 4:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Significantly cooler and crisp today, but seasonal. Under sunny skies, highs scrape the upper 60s. Winds are still a bit breezy and a few more clouds filter in tonight as lows fall to the mid-40s. Tomorrow will be pleasant with plenty of sunshine and highs returning to the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
WRJN. Today's artist of record song is Sly and the Family Stone. They won vinyl of that group. When you hear them, and you're my fifth caller at 262-64-WRJN, that's going to be after 12. That's your hint. It's Rare Earth. Get ready on WRJN.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny, you smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've
brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the truth you let me see. Sunny, thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand, then a rock was formed when we held hands.
Sunny,
sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for that smile upon your face. Sunny, thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sunny one so true, yes, I love you. Sunny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain.
Sunny,
you smiled at me and really, really eased the day. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
Sunny
one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
Listening to Buck Owens, do, 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 looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One voice apparition, divided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Hear the Mets at the Brewers today. Broadcast time at 3:55. Check it out. You hear it live on WRJN. It's Johnny Rivers, Memphis, and WRJN.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call.
Paul Bunker took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me in the mission, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me information more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Listen, local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. I hope you're enjoying the tunes. We've got the news coming up, CBS National News, local news with Stuart J. Waddles, weather, sports, and Paul Harvey all coming up.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Part. Ooh, never leave me, please don't deceive me.
there may be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile, 'cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah. You're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Cusick, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Iran appears poised to raise the temperature in the Middle East. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
A senior White House official says Iran is preparing